Zoran Mamdani's rise to New York City mayor is making waves far beyond the five boroughs of the city. Born in Uganda to a family of Indian descent, Mamdani's win is drawing attention around the world, and progressive politicians are taking note. For a view from abroad, we've turned to our correspondents in Asia, Europe, and first, Africa, with reporter Kate Bartlett in Johannesburg.
I got the same mysterious chapati origins of India, but born in Eugene.
That's rapper Young Cardamom, probably now better known as Zoran Mamdani, the youngest mayor-elect of one of the world's most important cities. In this decade-old music video, filmed in his birth country Uganda, Mamdani nods to his Indian roots, then quickly switches to Luganda, the local language of the East African country. Even his second name, Kwame, is African. Ugandan journalist Joseph Bayanga mentored Mamdani when he was getting work experience in media in Kampala. He said the mayor-elect had a social conscience, even as a teenager.
His questions were always about this and this has happened. How does it affect the people? He was always in touch with the common man, so it's not anything new. It's just grown big and now he has it on a big stage.
Mamdani's family left Uganda when he was five and moved to South Africa, where apartheid had just ended. St. George's Grammar School in Cape Town congratulated their famous alumni on Wednesday, urging him to uphold the school motto, which is the courage to do what is right.
I'm Fatima Al-Kassab in London, where the left-wing mayor is the son of immigrant parents.
People are wondering what it is about this Muslim mayor who leads a liberal, multicultural, progressive city.
That's Sadiq Khan back in September. Lots of comparisons are made between him and Zoran Mamdani. Both are their city's first Muslim mayor, and both have clashed with President Trump. But politically, Mamdani is considered further to the left and more similar to figures like UK Green Party leader Zach Polanski, who spoke on Sky News.
I feel like I'm grinning from ear to ear. It just feels like a delightful moment where hope has triumphed.
Polanski has excited younger voters and seen a surge in the polls for the Green Party. The press is even asking if he will become Britain's answer to New York City's mayor-elect. In fact, it seems that everyone wants to be the British Mamdani, or French Mamdani.
Vote for Zoran for a city you can afford. The slogan campaign de Zoran Mamdani.
That's French member of the European Parliament, Manon Aubry, campaigning for Mamdani in New York last week. She was one of a group of left-wing European politicians who came before the vote to learn the secrets to his surprising success.
I'm Dia Hadid in Mumbai, the city where Zoran Mamdani's father was born. Mamdani's victory was headline news in South Asia. Why not? His roots run deep here. His Hindu mother was raised in New Delhi, Meera Nair, an Oscar-nominated director. His Muslim father is a Ugandan citizen who was born in Mumbai. But in India, Zoran Mamdani's victory was met coolly by the Hindu Nationalist Governing Party, the BJP, led by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi. That's because the mayor-elect once called Modi a war criminal. He accused him of being behind communal riots that raged through the western state of Gujarat in 2002 that killed more than 1,000 people, at the time when Modi was the chief minister. The Indian Supreme Court later found no evidence to prosecute Modi of any wrongdoing. But there are others who embrace Mamdani for his talk about the India he loves, a tolerant, multi-faith nation. He seemed to nod to those people after his victory was declared when he referenced an iconic speech by India's independence leader, Jawaharlal Nehru. He said, "A moment comes, but rarely in history, where we step out from the old to the new, when an age ends and when the soul of a nation long suppressed finds utterance." And tonight he said, "We have stepped out from the old into the new."
That was NPR's Dia Hadid in Mumbai. Earlier, we heard from Fatima Al-Kassab in London and Kate Bartlett in Johannesburg.